أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمرسلات عرفا فالعاصفات عصفا والناشرات نشرا فالفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا إنما توعدون لواقع صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat, verses of Surah Al-Mursalat. This surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before the Hijrah in the Makki period, and hence it is a Makki surah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I remember the occasion when the surah was revealed upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a few of us, that is a few of the Sahaba, were in a cave in Mina. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to recite the surah. And I learned the surah from the very mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as though the surah or the mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moist, or it was wet with the surah. He was reciting it, and then I was reciting it directly from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Incidentally, at that time, a snake had entered the cave, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that we should go behind and pursue the snake, and then the snake made its escape. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we have been saved from its evil and it has been saved from our evil. In other words, it did not harm us and neither did we harm the snake. The mother of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the wife of Sayyidina Abbas, Ummul Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anha, once her son Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reciting the surah Al-Mursalat Urfa. And when she heard these words and this surah from her son, then she said that I remembered that on the last illness of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stood up for the Maghrib Salat, in other words, very shortly before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the surah Wal-Mursalati Urfa in his Maghrib Salat. So hence it was a surah that was also very dear to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah begins with a few qasams, a few oaths that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken. Insofar as the commentators of the past were concerned, the earlier commentators, some of them said that these were the qualities of the angels. The great commentator, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, he says that the first few qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these qualities, and these are the qualities of the wind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفَ. Qasam of mursalat is something that has been sent, something that blows. And qasam of that wind that has been sent or that has been blown, urfa got two meanings. One meaning of urfa is one after the other, and another meaning of urfa is something that is beneficial. It could also mean something that is pleasant. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking qasam of that wind that blows, and as it blows there is a tremendous amount of benefit insofar as the wind is concerned. Something that we can feel, something that we can perceive. This is the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again, the magnanimity of this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that cannot be seen but something that can be perceived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is benefit in it. فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفَى. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves into a different dimension of the wind. عَاصِفَاتِ in Arabic refers to something that is violent. When the wind begins to blow, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi himself has stated, when it becomes so windy that we can hear that whistling sound of that wind, and it is something like a hurricane that begins to blow, and of course it can be disastrous. So that same wind that has benefit, that same wind can become disastrous. One nashirati nashra, Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nashara in Arabic means something that disperses, something that scatters. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that wind that begins to move the clouds. One is it moves the clouds to the places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded it to move, and then rains come down. And then Allah's command can also be that move these clouds away from the people that require rain to another place, and then we will find that those clouds that were so promising are moved away by this rain, and all of it shows the total control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the angels, and Allah says, Fal fariqati farqa, qasam of those angels that differentiate between the truth and falsehood. That these angels that bring down this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is the differentiator between the haqq and the batil. It shows us so clearly what are the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows us so clearly what are those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that are beloved to Allah, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, those things that earn the pleasure of Allah, those things that earn the displeasure of Allah. So these angels that bring it down have earned the title of becoming the differentiator. فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا. And then qasam of those angels that after they have been differentiating, فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, they had brought down the dhikr. Dhikr refers to the Qur'an. Two, number one, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. The quality of the dhikr, the quality of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, udhran aw nudhra. One is, it is an udhar. It is something that causes us to make an excuse. To who do we make this excuse? To Allah Bari Ta'ala Himself. Sometimes insan had become disobedient because of his lack of commitment to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sometimes it is just a slip up that man slipped and man was in error and man disobeyed the commandment of Allah. Uzran. This Quran gives us that hope that we can present an excuse in the courts of Allah. That, oh Allah, I had forgotten. Oh Allah, I had slipped. Oh Allah, I had made an error. So uzra, we can present this excuse to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did we learn all this? In the kitab of Allah. But at the same time, oh nudra, that this kitab is also a warner. It warns those who never had taken heed. Disobedience upon disobedience. One was the disobedience with a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning back to Allah. One is disobedience without any commitment to Allah, and that continues, and they disobey and they disbelieve in Allah. So for them it is nudra, for them it is a warner. And after taking all these qasams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innama tu'aduna lawaqi'a. That certainly, O mankind, whatever you had been promised, lawaqi'a, it is certainly to take place. And here the promises of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.